Francis Drake's privateering expedition against the Spanish in 1577 achieved another bonus in exploration terms. Drake became the first European after Ferdinand Magellan to circumnavigate the globe. This must have been particularly galling for the Spanish, who, having sponsored Magellan in his first epoch-making voyage in 1519, had consistently failed to repeat the journey. In the 16th century, the Portuguese, sailing east around the Cape of Good Hope, remained the European masters of the East Indies. In the early 1500s, under the command of men like Vasco da Gama and Francisco de Almeida, the Portuguese had ruthlessly smashed their way into the trading posts of the Indian Ocean. By 1509, when Alfonso de Albuquerque established Portugal's East Indian headquarters on Goa, they had established a total naval supremacy in the region. But unlike the Spanish, the Portuguese had no interest in colonizing or settlement. They simply did not have the human resources to make a success of such a policy. As it was, their network of trading stations was spread over a huge area, from Brazil, through West and East Africa, across to the Indian Ocean. Just protecting these ports required substantial effort. Consequently, having secured their interests in these regions, the spirit of Henry the Navigator died in the Portuguese, who ceased to significantly contribute to further explorations.